Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about building finances for a construction company. Does it take time? Again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com or call us at 817-379-1340. All right, here we go on to the podcast. Construction is a multifaceted industry in a risky business. It requires huge financial investments, which gets returned as profit much later. Thus, this expensive business, which offers delayed benefits. The construction projects cannot proceed without accurate finances. Hence, the owner of the construction facility must obtain reliable capital resources to finance costs of construction. The owner does not just work on a project, but numerous projects when all his finances together are financed together. In addition, there are other problems such as budget overruns, unreliability, contractors, and delay. If the owner is unable to cover the cost, the capital investors face financial problems. However, with a pragmatic approach, the owner of the construction industry can build finances, which is achieving profits in less time. Some of the guidelines for the same are as the following. Number one, the owner should be aware of the amount of work to be undertaken. Further, obtain knowledge of technical skills required, which will enable to calculate the correct cost of the construction project. Thus, he should define goals and set expectations. It has to be on a long-term planning. You know, you got to keep going on your plan, you know. Be precise. Setting expectations enhance confidence of both clients and employees in the owner. Two, generally it costs less during the plan and designing of a project, but involves substantial expenses during construction. Instead of giving importance to sales and getting deals, the owner should develop understanding of the financial aspect and costs involved in the construction project. They can also hire appropriate project managers and financial consultants to understand the actual costs incurred by the project. Number three, estimate the true profit by considering overhead costs, risk, and job costs. Four, managing the job production to achieve profits. The job should be done in a cost-efficient manner to make profits. Changing daily orders of operation and demanding the productivity of the labor force. When the work is to be completed in 2 days, takes 6 days, it incurs additional costs. Thus, the job should get delayed. Number five, according to the profits, by employing a project manager will keep track of the budget and purchase orders. He has accurate knowledge of the expense since he is the representative or president on the job site. He applies the construction-specific accounting knowledge. And six, since the education always helps, hence training to be given to laborers, employees, and management professionals. Number seven, emphasize on the written procedures, which are the standard operating procedure, SOP, is important. Procedures should change to improve. They should be evaluated periodically. You know, you should always keep an eye on your steps. You know, if it's not working, fix it. Number eight, effective good communication with employees is valuable and necessary. They result in good, strong relationships with all parties and frequently results in the future referral business. Overall, building financing in the construction industry takes time. Following the above guidelines will enable the owner to develop the business skills to ramp up or reap the profits in less time and have substantially both career in the construction industry. Again, you know, follow the steps, you know, save costs, develop your employees, develop your managers, and then you will get to that profit level. Again, if you got any questions, give us a jingle, 817-379-1340. Thank you, and God bless.